It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're studying the book of Numbers. We're at Numbers chapter 20. That's kind of where we left off last time, and we're going to be going back to Exodus chapter 17 because of the reference of the rock and striking of the rock and speaking of the rock. And so please that you would open up Numbers chapter 20 and then take your fingers and go back to Exodus chapter 17 and put your hand there, because we're going to be flipping back there very, very shortly. I hope that you are able to do that so that you can read and study along. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study as we enjoy this today. And again, Numbers chapter 20 is where we're going to begin. And so here we have Numbers chapter 20, and we're going to begin with verse 2. We have read this last time, but it's worth reading once again because we need to make the reference to Exodus chapter 17. So Numbers chapter 20, verse 2, there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people shot against Moses and spake, saying, "Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord! And why have we brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore should ye made us to come up out of Egypt, to bring us in unto this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink." And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So shalt thou give the congregation and their beasts drink." Now we're going to end there with this 8th verse, and we're going to, because we have read on through the 13th verse before, and again we're going to go back to Exodus chapter 17 very shortly. But please, let's go to the Lord in prayer and begin now this study. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this precious time. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to proclaim your word. Have us to give it such a plain and clear statements today that everything and every ear that hears will understand, and it'll apply to their own hearts and whatever the need may be. If it's for salvation and coming to the cross of Calvary, oh please, dear Lord, that they will come to you and trust in you today in your perfect offering and sacrifice at Mount Calvary, where you died upon the cross for us. Please, that no one miss that free gift, the gift of salvation. Your grace is so prevalent, so strong to us. Please, that we don't abuse it or miss it, that we turn to you and look to you. Now, please, that we look each and every day as we enjoy this time and study, and please that each one of us, not only the lost to be saved, but the saved to grow. And help us to do that today in this study. Guide and lead us now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The reason that we quit where we quit was because it came to the statement of God telling Moses to go out and to speak to the rock. Speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. Now that's in the 8th verse of Numbers chapter 20. Now if you would please go back with me to Exodus chapter 17 verse 5. Exodus chapter 17, verse 5, and now we kind of go through the same thing as we do before. These people are murmuring, they just love to murmur. They murmur all the time. And so here in the 5th verse, Exodus 17, 5, the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take unto thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, and take in thine hand and go. And behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock of Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come out of it water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? And so he struck this rock, and water came forth. That was the instruction in Exodus chapter 17. In Numbers chapter 20, however, he was told to speak to the rock. And this is what you have to see, and this is what I don't want you to miss, because it's a tremendous, beautiful picture, and we can't miss this picture. We went from back in the 17th chapter of Numbers, seeing the staff of Aaron bud and produced fruit, showing God's authority and God who God chooses and picks to do what needs to be done. We watch him feed with manna every day as they travel through this wilderness journey. We watch them then from time to time as they need water. We watch the Lord produce the water. But it's important that every time that we listen, we listen so carefully, you know, so often we miss something because we're too busy paying attention to something else or having our own thought, but we're not truly listening to what someone else is saying. I hope today that you listen, and you listen very carefully, and you're obedient to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to you today. And I hope that you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and if not, please do it today. And if you have come to the Lord Jesus, then please surrender your life to service unto the Lord. And again, do that today. The difference is here. One, he said, strike the rock, and that was back in Exodus chapter 17. And in Numbers chapter 20, he said, speak to the rock. My dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ is only placed upon the cross once. He is only to be struck once, and that was when he was nailed upon the cross of Calvary to die. He will never have to face the cross again, because you see, he paid the debt of sin for all the world from the beginning of time to the end of time, and so he never has to do that again. He has finished, he has completed the work of salvation up on the cross of Calvary. So now you see that that is taken care of from now on because of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need something. We desire to have something. We ask. That's all we need to do. All we need to do is to ask our Lord, and it'll come forth. What a wonderful, wonderful day we live in, a day that the rock has already been struck. And that was a picture for Moses as he was to show forth the where the power would come from. It would come from the cross of Calvary as Jesus died upon that cross. And he struck the rock and the living water came forth. Water enough to feed everybody and everything. And that's exactly what we have when we trust in the Lord Jesus. We know that there is sufficient water. It is precious, sweet water that pours forth, living water, eternal water. But you see, my friend, once Jesus died on the cross and finished that work, then it's time that we just speak to him. He is never to be struck again, never to be laid upon the cross again. So do you see now, as we get back to this area of Scripture in Numbers chapter 20, when we find, as we read a little further here, beginning with the 9th verse, I'm back in Numbers chapter 20, verse 9. And the Lord took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? You see, Moses wasn't listening unto the Lord. Moses didn't catch this very important point. Moses was angry. Well, you know, sometimes when we're angry, we don't listen very well either, do we? We just kind of got our own little agenda and our own little plans, and we just don't listen. We don't pay attention to others. We don't listen. And so when we don't listen, we'll always miss something. Miss something very, very important. Something maybe that person needed, and we missed it. We weren't able to help them. Or we didn't listen to something that was coming up, something that was going on. And so we missed it because we didn't listen. Well, let's see, because Moses here is mad, and he's going to miss something. And it's very sad what he's going to miss. And again, he is, you can tell he's angry. Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. That was a surprise, wasn't it? Because you would have thought that the water wouldn't have come forth, because Moses was told to speak to the rock, but he didn't. He struck the rock, not once, but twice. Not once, but twice. And the water came abundantly, out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Now, isn't that so sad? Isn't that so sad to see what has happened unto Moses? Moses was in Egypt for 40 years. He went into the wilderness for 40 years for training, and then he returned to Egypt to lead God's people out. And he did that. And he got to be about 120 years old. And isn't so sad that God had to, he allowed him to go up on the mount and look into the promised land. But he was not allowed to go in because of this one situation. Not because he had killed an Egyptian some 80 years before. It was because of this instant right here. This was why. God said, speak to the rock, because it had such a beautiful spiritual picture that from now on, the work is done. Calvary is finished. The cross, I don't have to go through that again ever, because I have completed everything. It's done. And so please, please, that you would just come to me and speak to me, and I will answer you. You see, He is our high priest. He is our mediator. He goes between us and the Father. What a wonderful relationship we have if you know Jesus as your Savior. But he didn't listen. In his anger, in his wrath against the people, not against God, but against the people, he struck the rock twice. Well, there was such a tremendous picture here that God just held him responsible and would not allow him to go into the promised land. What a sad day that was. I have some verses of scripture that I would like to show you concerning the rock and what it stands for. And so we're going to go back now to 1 Corinthians, go back to the New Testament for some verses of scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus, the solid rock, the foundation. Now, if you'll just go with me the same direction on to the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. The rock was Christ. Are you getting the picture? Are you recognizing why that this picture of striking the rock first showed his crucifixion, and why he was to speak to it the second time? Because Jesus only had to die once, not again and again and again, as some seem to think, but just once. But that fourth verse, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. And it went through the whole thing, didn't it? It was the cloud, the Shekinah glory cloud there in verse 1, passed through the sea, talking about the dividing of the Red Sea and crossing through there. And this brought them, and we're all baptized into Moses. In other words, you know, when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus, we are baptized into the Holy Spirit, immersed into the Holy Spirit. And it's a work that the Holy Spirit does in our heart. Now, we believe in a scriptural baptism, which you go down into the pool of water and you go down under the water. As I would baptize you, I would lay you down under the water and bring you back up again. Now, that is only after you know Jesus Christ personally as your Savior, because there is nothing to picture, there's nothing to show in your heart or in your life until you have come by faith to Jesus. Then I can show the old self standing in the water. I can show the old self going down under the water and dying to self and to sin, and then the glorious resurrection as we come up and forward again, up out of the water, showing his resurrection. That's the purpose of baptism. Well, we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. We are immersed in the Holy Spirit the day that you trust in Jesus as your personal Savior. So that's the beginning. But here it speaks of the going down through the water, and going down, old flesh in Egypt. Egypt stands for the world, coming through the Red Sea, coming over to the other side. What a glorious day that is, on their way to the promised land. What a glorious day that was when they made this voyage. And he says here, and did all drink of the same spiritual drink. They were talking about back in Exodus when he struck the rock, also back in Numbers when he was to speak to the rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. What a wonderful picture. I've got another here. If we go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, that same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense even to them which stumble, at the word being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. You know, it is important that you trust in Jesus Christ, because this very stone that brings forth this living water can also be a stone of judgment, a stone of crushing, if you choose not to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. So I sure hope that you do today, and I hope that you already have, and you've been living a life in Jesus Christ. But if you have chosen not to, please, today is the day of salvation, so please come. If you'd look now with me back to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 61, and we're going to read the second verse of that chapter, Psalms chapter 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, what beautiful words. Anytime we're in trouble, in turmoil, lead me to the rock that is higher than thee. Let's now turn to Psalm 78, Psalms 78, verse 35. Psalm 78, verse 35. And they remembered that God was their rock and the high God their Redeemer. and that is in Psalm 78. That's Psalms 78. What a beautiful, beautiful verse of Scripture that we have to look at and to read and to enjoy. Now, please, let's go back now as we look to Numbers chapter 20. And I wanted to go back to Exodus chapter 17 so that you could see the difference between speaking to the rock and smiting the rock. Because the first picture, the crucifixion, the second is our fellowship that we have. Only one time will he go to the cross of Calvary, and not ever again, never again. And so please that you don't miss that. Now, we had at the very beginning of that 20th chapter, we had the death of Miriam, and she was buried there. And so we have had the murmuring of the people. We had the murmuring of Aaron and of Miriam from time to time. We have had every time that we seem to turn around, it has been such a serious problem. And we find now very quickly, even though Aaron was the first high priest, we find him dying before they get to the place of victory. And so in Numbers chapter 20, verse 23, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up unto Mount Hor. Strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up unto the Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there on the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel." You know, as we look and we heard the words back some time ago that only Joshua and Caleb would enter into the promised land. Did you ever wonder if Aaron and Moses wondered about them? Why aren't we going in? Why can't we enter in? Well, God knew what was going to happen to them. And God took care of Aaron and of Moses both and did not allow them to go into the promised land. And so here we find the death of Aaron, but not before we have the handing forwards of the garments of the high priest that Eleazar will be wearing. And so you see, Aaron didn't even get to go into the promised land to see it, to witness it, to enjoy it, to enjoy the fellowship. He lived the rest of his days wandering in the wilderness, like most folks do today, I'm afraid. And then we know that Moses as well is told in the earlier this chapter that he would not be allowed to go into the promised land because of striking the rock. What a sad day that these folks are not able and allowed to come in and to enjoy that time. Now, we move forwards, and there's just a couple of things here as we move. And we'll go to the 21st chapter now, and we just continue to pick up little, you know, precept upon precept, little bit upon little bit, to learn of the way of God and the power of God. And so God's time, if you'll notice, it wasn't Aaron does not appear to be sick. He is an old man, but he does not appear to be sick. You know, some people have in their mind that the only reason someone dies is because they're sick. You know, if someone is 100 years old and they die, the question comes, what did they die of? And when that question was asked, what did they die of? You know, it was their time. There's a day to be born and a day to die. And we seem to think that we are in control of that. We are in control of the quality of life that we can have because of taking care of this vessel properly, the temple properly. As a believer, my body is the temple of God because the Holy Spirit lives within me. And so it is important that I look and that I walk each day taking care of this body, to care for this temple. But at the same time, that is not going to have any variance on the length of days that I have. I may live to be 60 years old, 70, 80, I don't know. I have no idea how long the Lord is going to leave me here. I know that we're to be serious and working every day, day in and day out, because we don't know the days that we will have. And so Aaron's day come, and the Lord took care of it. It wasn't that he was sick, it's just that that was the end of his days. And now we continue the march, and if you'll follow me here in chapter 21, we'll just kind of get a start, and then we'll begin here next time. Numbers chapter 21, and when the king Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people unto my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites. And they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of that place Horam. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. You know, it wasn't an easy trip. And the further they got and the longer they got into it, the more difficult it was. And so they just really was becoming discouraged. You know, a 38-year march would probably do that to you, wouldn't it? Even though your clothes never wore out, your shoes never wore out, you always had something to drink, you always had something to eat, that still wasn't enough. We always want more, and the road, the way was difficult. Yes, through the wilderness is difficult. You want to have peace, joy, and the power of God, you go into the promised land. But you get to the promised land only by obedience, only by listening to the word of God and the power of God. And so we come now here to the fifth verse. The people spake against Moses and against Aaron, against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Now, what did they loatheth? They despised that beautiful, perfect manna that God laid down upon the ground every day. They were so sick and tired of that, and they had water, they had everything that they needed. But my friend, they just was discouraged. And instead of trusting in the Lord and trusting in his peace and joy, and they watched the deliverance of the Canaanites. Again, the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel, delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And what a glorious day. And instead of that, so quickly, they're beginning to murmur and do all the things that they had done in the past. Now, my friend, you know, as we look at this each and every time, and we come together and we go through one more little section, and we'll begin with this fifth verse next time of chapter 21, so don't miss the time to come and be with us again. But the thing that's so important, and that is, as Moses missed listening, he did not listen when he struck that rock. He shouldn't have done that. Well, are you listening? Are you listening to the call of the Holy Spirit? And are you trusting in him today? Or are you trusting in some man's version, baptism, Lord's Supper, something rather other than salvation? Please trust in Jesus today. Come by faith to him. Call upon him. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?